The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Mind. Oh boy. It's December 29th, 2024. It's the last program of the year of 2024, and we're moving into the new year. My name is Mark Kent. I'm your host once again, and I would like to thank you all for listening in and for all the support over the years. I kind of have a long thank you list here that I think, you know, and I'm flying solo today, I think. My sister's not here. Dave's not here. So, if anybody wants to call in and tell me what they're thankful for, that'd be great too. First of all, I wanted to thank my wife and my family for being there and supportive, and my sister especially, she's had a pretty rough year this year. And, I wanted to let her know, if she's listening, that, we love her and we really appreciate everything that she's done. I wanted to thank the community. I wanted to thank Patrick Jones and the boards of supervisors, Chris, Kellstrom and Kevin Cry and all the other patriots and all the listeners who have supported this program. And, I wanted to thank Dave, for being here as well. Supportive and a great conservative. I also want to thank Carl and Linda Linda Bott, for this program and this platform as well, and the opportunity that they've given us, over the years now. I think we're talking about 15 years or so, in this slot that to get out the conservative message and to help us in this endeavor and be a supporter of free speech no matter which side of the aisle it was coming from, which I appreciate. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson by myself today. So let's see how it goes. You get to relying on your co-host a little bit, and it gives you time to think. But we're brought to you by Julie Foster, Allstate Insurance Agents, and that's at 810 Main Street, Red Bluff, California, 530-527-5534. She is the best and will take care of all your insurance needs. Julie's a great gal. Also Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating. And he's licensed and bonded. That's 530-605-9575. Jeff Wurst down there at Crack Masters, he's the best in the business at, evaluating and fixing cracks on your windshield. I don't have all of his information, but look up, Crack Masters and, you'll get to Jeff Wurst. Linda usually has that spot, and I don't have it all in front of me. We might be a little spotty today with, different information. I was kind of not expected to be here by myself today. In fact, when I got up this morning, I forgot that I had radio. I was like, oh, about 8:30. Oh my gosh, I forgot. With a couple of days off, which I never have, I didn't even get out of the chair except to go to the bathroom for a while there, which I never do. I'm always up and doing something usually. So it's been kind of crazy, and then the rain all night last night, and then, Christmas, and now we're just about into New Year's, but, it's been a crazy year, and, is it going to be crazier coming into the new year? Can the new cycle move any faster than it's already been moving? I don't know. I mean, it's just absolutely nuts the way things are going. But We'll see how it goes. I'm going to start off this year with a clip. This is our friend JP, and this is about Christian influencers. And he was poking fun at him, and I thought that was pretty funny. Let me see if I can get myself plugged in here. Hold on a second. There's a massive amount of wires over there.
Hey, and just a shout out. Hey, I'm over here too.
You're not completely alone. Well, I'm not completely alone, but Dave's like the silent partner that handles all the stuff that needs to be handled behind the scenes. You know, he doesn't talk a lot, but you know, it's nice to know he's there and he's doing a great job. But he does interject when, and feel free. We're at the last day of the year. Feel free to jump in anytime you want. So we carry the program. I'm not usually at a loss for words, but today could be the day. So, here we go. I think we're ready to play this. This is JP Sears, and the title of this is, From OnlyFans Star to Christian Influencers. I think this gal had some kind of a channel that,
I'm sick of doing OnlyFans.
You'll get it.
Really? Why? Are you tired of whoring your body out for money?
No, not at all. It just takes too much work.
To lay there and be naked?
Yeah. 3 times a week.
How much money have you made on OnlyFans?
Like $20 million?
Huh. I have an idea.
What?
What if I told you you could monetize something new that only takes a fraction of the time that OnlyFans does?
What could that possibly be?
You become a Christian influencer.
Huh?
Yeah, it's really trendy right now, actually. People love it. Story of redemption. Girl starts out on OnlyFans, and then after she's made millions, she all of a sudden finds Jesus, and then preaches Christianity and morals to people on Instagram.
But I'm not a Christian, and I don't have any morals.
Yeah, obviously. I'm not dumb enough to think you do, but people on Instagram are.
I don't think so. I just don't see the point.
But you could make millions more selling Christian merch to idiots that fall for it.
I'm in.
Let's get started.
Hi, everyone. I have an announcement to make. I will no longer be doing OnlyFans because I now love
Jesus. Is his name.
Jesus. I love Jesus now. Jesus told me that he wants to use me to share his teachings to other people. He told me to tell you that, too. And he also told me to tell you on Instagram. And I'm really excited to share my newly designed I Heart Jesus sweatshirts available in my shop now. Click the link in my bio.
That's perfect.
Hey, Christians. I was just reading my Bible and...
It's upside down.
I was just reading my Bible and it occurred to me that you should be asking yourself, how can I best be serving God right now? And my new leather cover Bible with my face on them are available in my shop. Click the link in my bio if you love Jesus.
Got some comments coming in. Praise God you found Jesus. You go, girl. Your story of redemption is so powerful. It's working. All right, now, people love a Christian woman that raises her own chickens. You ready?
Yep.
Remember, keep your clothes on for this content.
Does it really matter?
Kind of does, yes.
Whatever. All right.
Give me that. All right, heel up one more time.
We are saved by grace alone.
Ugh, gross.
Okay. I found Jesus because of you. You're such a good role model. You've overcome so much. Proud of you. You've changed my life. You inspire me. God is using you.
Idiots.
Yeah, I wanted to play that because we poke fun at everybody, so.
Bing, bing.
Where'd that come from? I guess we got Jimmy on the line, but I wanted to say that we poke fun at that and beware of false prophets, because I'll tell you what, seems like everybody's trying to profit off of anything and everything these days.
Darren, my specific problem is basically you've got a lot of lot of the prophets that end up making it through. I think I wasn't coming through originally, but I was, basically you got these guys like Joel Osteen that have these mega churches, but can't actually abide by the word or anything else.
About money.
You've got God money that's over there.
Oh, by the way, Dave's here now.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Dave came in. So we got the dose of double D's.
Dave and Dave.
That's cool.
Is that the ding ding? Is that from that?
I love it.
Oh, okay.
I'm sitting there tweeting. Bing, bing, bing.
There was a song a while back that was a bing, bing, and it's just like this guy that's driving on a YouTube.
Let's go to our caller. Jimmy's on the line. Are you there, Jimmy? Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, guys.
Good morning, Jimmy. Doing good.
So, you know, I heard you say, Mark, you're alone in the state of Jefferson. You are never alone in the state of Jefferson. Come on.
I meant it kind of in the radio station specifically.
I'm alone in the castle.
I'm alone in the castle.
That was actually Bram Stoker's Dracula quote I just did. But anyway.
That's funny. What's going on?
I just wanted to call in to talk to you because you had nothing to talk about. So we could talk about precious metals.
Metals?
Or we could talk about the Elon Musk
big deal on the immigration. I haven't really caught up to that yet. Well, what's going on there? Something about they said that they needed the immigration and the visas so that they could have skilled labor in the factories or something like that?
It was more the high-tech guys.
Right.
The college, you know, educated tech guys to come in from foreign countries like India and all that. But you know what? They are getting lost in the swamp. They should not be concentrating on that aspect of. We have more serious stuff to think about,
right?
Like illegal immigration, and you know.
I'd like to concentrate on what they're going to do about the Fed. I mean, if anything at all. I mean, they're talking to, you know, it kind of rolls into money because. Without getting some kind of control on the Fed, this is going to be swamp part due because, you know, if they keep funding all these NGOs with all these government grants and keep funding all of their friends, with this unlimited supply of money, we're right now at crash stage. I mean, the markets do not reflect reality at this point. And,
Like the mainstream media has taken that an angle of, you know, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy want to, you know, have these HD2 people come in.
Right.
And you know what? We have more pressing things to think about.
Well, the border comes to mind. You know, you've got crime. You know,
but Elon Musk and Vivek, they weren't tasked to do. They were tasked to do DOGE,
right?
Not
do efficiency and not an immigration. Yeah, I'm in line with that, and that's where they need to start going after. That's it's kind of an interesting thing here that's going on. We're kind of getting into uncharted territory. But I also saw a quote something like that that there was no pool of people to tap into that were educated enough to do the things they needed.
Right, but the argument for MAGA is that these people are coming in with, because I've heard people that are in the industry in Silicon Valley that are taking these people in and training them, and then the people that train them lose their job.
Oh, well, see, that's kind of a problem, too.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope we don't start fighting amongst ourselves to get anything done, but...
Exactly. We can't have a rift in the MAGA movement. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if everybody's honest and you get these debates out onto the table and you start correcting them, you know, because the free speech is what it's all about. We need to hear all sides of the argument and then try to find the best solutions because the marketplace of ideas, the cream should rise to the top is the concept. And I think in the past it has to the point until it was being manipulated that there was no idea of in the marketplace of that was being debated. I mean, it was just a one-way street all the way down the line.
Right. But I just hope that the Donald Trump MAGA movement doesn't, like, splinter over this stupid... I mean, this is small potatoes. We have more pressing things to worry about.
Well, I agree.
Like Russia... our economy. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it will splinter the movement at all. I mean, there's too many big things on the table for that to become too much of an issue at this point. They're probably talking about it because they're tech guys and they're trying to get their industries, you know,
yeah,
in shape. But that's fine. You know, that's, they have a little dog in the hunt there. But that doesn't mean that we should just drop everything. And we should get a list of all of the things that are going to happen day one when Trump takes office. And I mean, a lot of this stuff is already happening, but I think, you know, border immigration is going to be number one, national security, deep state swamp stuff, firing should be, you know, the word of the day. It should be a new apprentice all over again in the deep state. But I don't know. It's going to be a weird year, I think, and it's going to be a crazy year.
Well,
it's going to be a soup storm.
I think you're right, though. I think that that what we're going to end up seeing in no time at all is that there's going to be a whole lot of industries that are now going to try to swing the Republicans against each other just based upon the fact of big money trying to make it to where they can still have their way and their will over the people. I mean, that's just... That's what we've seen in the past, and they seem like they co-op anything big. So remember the truckers in Ottawa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And so at that point in time, they had somebody that was completely unrelated to the truckers that said, oh, direct everything through us. And that was the end of the movement. And that was the big problem is, like, you have these people that are in media that end up putting together a false narrative of people that are somehow, some way in charge. And at the end of the day, they basically try to separate everybody off and act like everything's fine, but it's not.
Well, I think the media mainstream is dead and dying. If not dead, they're dying. In fact, I have a little clip here that kind of illustrates what's going on. There's a movement, and we still are we in the middle of a war? Sure, absolutely. There's no question about it. And I mean, we've got deep state rhino Republicans. I mean, who voted for this last bill? I've got a list of the ones that voted it down or voted against it. But our own guy here voted evidently for the passage of that bill. You know, I mean,
Whoa! Who's our guy?
LaMalfa.
Oh.
Yeah, so I got a full list of the lawmakers who opposed the spending bill, which received unanimous support from the Democrats. And, I look down the list, and our guy's not opposed to it. And so that's a bigger problem down the road than anything. These guys need to be primaried, and they need to get out of there, because if they're not going to stand up for what they say, now they'll come up with an excuse, oh, you don't understand, and the bill was, we needed to pass it, because who was going to fund the army? And, they'll have a million excuses for it. But, you know, at this point in time, the consequences of not shutting this thing down and getting spending under control are going to be catastrophic anyway. It's just the balloon's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. When it finally pops, it's going to be catastrophic. So it's either now or later, and the longer you delay it, the worse the austerity is going to be.
Mark, we're peasants. We serve that.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. I should stay in my place.
Well, and mind you too. Okay, so we're talking about something to where Congress was going to give themselves raises from $170,000 to $240,000. They were going to make it illegal to look at their emails to see what type of crimey crap that they
right.
do. I mean, it,
so that's the problem in a nutshell. And more people got to get, you know, involved at the local level is where it's at, like we're doing here in Shasta County and across the nation in these red counties, is that you got to get a hold of these guys at the local level before you can get a hold of them at the state, you know, level. I mean, and look who we got. We got Slimy Newsom here who you know, is I mean, I got a story here. Here it is. California Governor Newsom, I should say, is to use taxpayer funds to protect migrants from deportation while California has a $68 billion deficit. These guys don't care.
Let me interject here.
Go ahead.
I think Homan might have something to say about that.
Who?
I think Tom Homan might have something.
Oh, well, that's absolutely true. And maybe these guys will start. Nothing's going to happen until people start getting arrested and being held accountable for this obviously illegal tactic of becoming a sanctuary city contrary to federal immigration law, which is one of the things that's actually enumerated and delegated to the federal government, protect our borders. They're in charge of that. So if he's going to...
That one thing called, it's called the, the Constitution.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, that thing.
The thing they can't seem to remember exists.
Yeah. So we've got, and now I got a little clip here I was going to play. This is from X, and it kind of illustrates that people are moving and it's not all at once, but what everybody's starting to gravitate away from the mainstream, period. And this is actually on CNN, and this is a little 30-second clip about how the parties are starting to go to X for their news. Now, good or bad, X and podcasts are starting to become the norm because the Generation Z that's coming up, it might be Generation X, but they're starting to not listen to any of this mainstream crap. You know, there might be other avenues for them to get indoctrinated. I wouldn't send my kids to college at this point, you know, unless it was a very conservative college.
Not a chance.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, indoctrinate you. You know, it's not learning how to think, it's learning what to think, told to you by somebody who wants you to think what they want you to think. So that's what's been going on for quite some time, and that's why these people are so screwed up in this Generation Z category, because they come out, they can't even discern reality from fiction because they've been fed so much BS, they don't know the difference between a BS and the truth.
So they can't build a fence or, like, change a faucet out.
Yeah.
Well, and let's be honest, too. They're in a mad dash right now online to sell all of the border wall for pennies on the dollar.
I think they got an injunction on that, though. We'll see. I think that the state of Texas has got an injunction on that. But yeah, I mean, so what's the end game here? To sink the country? Is that Biden's end? Is he near in reality Nero fiddling while everything's burning?
Well, and
I think so.
We the people just ended up voting in who we think should be president because he's done such an abysmal job, and instead of honoring the fact that the American people think that he's done a horrible job and want somebody else, instead of doing that, he's decided by himself that we need to go through and sell all of this border wall. So, yeah, Texas has an injunction, but what about Arizona? What about the rest of these states?
Well, if one gets it, I think the others will follow, or they should be. There'll be lawsuits that'll tie it up till Trump gets into office. I'm hoping.
I think it covers the whole gamut of all those states.
I think you're probably right, not being a legal expert in that arena. But let me play this real quick clip from CNN, and this is the demographics that are changing as to where people are getting their news.
Among those who regularly use X/Twitter for news. Back in 2022, 65% of those who regularly use Twitter/X for news were Democrats. Just 31% were Republicans. Look at where we are today. Just a completely different picture. Now it's basically split between Democrats at 48%, Republicans at 47%. And what I should note, Mr. Berman, is this new overall makeup matches the overall electorate far better. This really gets at it. Look at this.
So it's everything's changing where people are getting their information from, and
you are fake news.
That's so true. But so it's crazy. But let's it's the bottom of the hour here. Let's go ahead and go to a break, And stay on the line if you want, Jimmy, and we'll go after this a little more. I want to talk about what has happened during the year. We can talk about the pardon list. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. It's the year-end show. All callers are welcome. Open line Sunday, I guess, is what we'd call it.
I also have a game that I want us to play, too, that's going to be live on air. I'll ask the questions, and we'll do that. We'll do that when we come back.
Sounds good. All right, very good.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? Trusty friend that gives a hand to thine, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for old lang syne.
Are you wishing for some cold hard cash this winter? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $80,000 Winter Wishes Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily in any promotional kiosk to win drawing entries or other amazing prizes. Don't miss weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for our final drawings on January 30th and February 27th for a chance to win up to $5,000 cash. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape. Handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Sovereign Mind, Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Truth Radio, KCNR1460.com is where you want to go. We have a live chat going on at Rumble.com, and that's Fireside at Rumble.com.
Fireside News. And you can also, the direct link to it is Rumble.com/fires. And we're also on Twitch as well, which brings me to a game that I'd like Jimmy and you to participate in.
Well, let's do it.
All right. So the game is Twitch or Terrorist. So considering that we're actually streaming on Twitch right now, this should be interesting. And
so
see how they
when you say Twitch, what is that? I mean, I know what Twitch is. It's a platform, but
Twitch or Twerk.
So Twitch is a really popular online platform.
So is this something somebody said on Twitch, or was it said by a terrorist? Is that the question?
That's exactly it. So there's like Hassan Piker. He's one of actually the biggest political Twitch streamers out of anybody. And you also have Osama bin Laden, the rest of it. And
Osama bin Laden?
So it's an app. Twitch is an app?
No, well, Twitch is, it's on, like, a computer, it's on phones, it's something to where people will normally, like, they'll play games and stuff like that, and then stream it, and
Mark,
politics.
The younger generation.
Okay, so you've heard of Planet of the Apes, so it's like part of the Planet of the Apps?
Yeah, sort of. It's
womp, womp, womp.
But a bunch.
The Planet.
So we have to decide then, was this said by a United States political commenter on Twitch, or was it from a terrorist? And I'll go ahead and start us off. We have 30 seconds for each question.
How many questions?
There's a lot of them. We can basically just end it at any time we want to.
Okay, yeah, because we got other stuff to cover, but let's play the game for a little bit.
The evidence overwhelmingly shows America and Israel killing the weaker men, women, and children in the Muslim world and elsewhere. Twitch or terrorist?
Oh, it's probably got to be Twitch for sure.
What do we think, Jimmy?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what. I'll let him answer that one. So, wrong. That was a terrorist. That was Osama bin Laden.
Oh.
Oh, well, these are quotes.
Oh, yeah.
Hi. Okay.
All right. Let's try again.
Quotes. Next up. The only solution is a Palestinian state from the river to the sea. Twitch or terrorist?
Well, that would probably be terrorist just because they're the ones that... But, you know, they've been saying that all over the place. That could be any one of them. I mean, I've seen it on college campuses, so it's probably Twitch.
Yasser Arafat.
Yasser Arafat? So we're kind of split. I'm going to say Twitch. Nope, wrong. Terrorist. It was...
But the terrorists are on Twitch, so how do we define...
Ibrahim Razi. All right, so our next one. And I support terrorism so long as it was against the United States government and against Israel, because you are more than terrorists. You are the ones who invented terrorism and using it every day. You are liars, butchers, and hypocrites. Twitch or terrorist?
I got to go with terrorist on that, just because that sounds like what a terrorist would say. And there's, what's really scary is I agree with some of that.
Correct. It was terrorist. It was Ramzi Youssef. All right. So the resistance is so grand, beautiful, and captivating. Its attractions have penetrated even the universities of the U.S. and into the cities of France, England, Germany, Spain, Australia, and elsewhere. Twitch or terrorist?
Oh, I'd say terrorist, but again, what you have, it's tough. This is really weird because, this game is trying to pin the tail on the donkey. It's just like, the last question, about that, and you have to separate between, you know, is it the government that did some of that? Is it the CIA that did some of that? It certainly wasn't the American people that did that. They might have elected some of these people. So it's like what came first, the chicken or the egg thing here. And it doesn't, you can't pencil it out as yay or nay on anything that they're talking about so far.
Well,
bing, 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 bing.
You know, that's the hard thing on it, is you have these people that are in the United States that are saying these things that, you can't really decide whether or not is that a terrorist that's saying it, or is it one of the people that well, we've got are it, here? That's, or, but are that, they one and the same?
But that's the point of what we have. That's why we're in this big fight, is we've got deep state actors that have gone in and disrupted countries like that. We've got people that have been in political power that are warmongers, like, you know, the Clintons and Obama. You know, I mean, he bragged about how it was he was good at killing people. I mean, so is that the American government, or is that an out-of-control American government? And it's certainly not the people backing that in the majority of the numbers.
Well, and you also, you can't forget that we were the ones that funded Osama bin Laden. He was a CIA asset.
We're funding both sides of the conflict right now. I mean, we funded Iran and we're funding Israel. I mean, it's like, at what point in time do you go, there's something really wrong here, because who's benefiting and profiting from the whole deal? I mean, the big industries that are selling to the war machines, and certainly there's no graft in giving Ukraine billions and billions of dollars. None of that's coming back through a series of false accounts and shell companies that end up in other people's pockets, namely some politicians that are maybe on the chopping block at this point.
Well, and that's what's frustrating. It is, you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt that the weaponry that we're sending over there, because it's not just money. Most of that money that we're taking is actually taking our assets in weaponry and sending it over there, and they got nobody to pull the trigger.
Go ahead.
People think, oh, we're sending $1.5 billion to Ukraine. They think it's like a big cash transfer. It's not. It's the military-industrial complex, which all of our politicians are invested in, and that's where they get the grift. Hello, people.
Well, and it goes deeper, because you know, who owns the military-industrial complex, and where are they getting all their money from? See, that's the problem, is they're not just getting the money from selling arms. They're also getting funded through the Pentagon and through the politicians, which what's the biggest thing on our budget? Defense. To the point of nobody can, I just saw, people are just losing money. They can't even find it. I mean, there's like $24 billion missing. They couldn't find $5 trillion, you know, the day before 9/11. I mean, at what point in time do we have to start actually going after the heart of the problem, which is sound money and out of control spending by the government?
I really like what you said, pin the tail on the donkey. That's really, yeah.
There, average that, 9-to-5-er, right? Your average 9-to-5-er gets edited and audited on every little thing, you know, and the military complex, they're like, I don't know what happened. I've lost my records.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, they just got audited again. They didn't pass the audit. But here's the thing. Why is the little guy getting audited, and why is the big guy getting a pass? Because it's about control. The only reason they're auditing the little guys is to keep them under control. And the only reason they're not passing the audits, because they're out of control.
Bing, bing.
Bing, bing. Bong, bong.
Bong, bong.
Well, and so here's an article, too, that is very, very interesting. And when you look it up, you'll see that some people say that it's misleading, it's not there. But on October 1st, Mexico's newly elected president, Claudia Sheinbaum, will be the first female to take office and face her first test, the growing threat of the drug cartels. A report released on Saturday, June 29th, said the Mexican drug cartels are claiming to have increased firepower, including sophisticated U.S. weaponry like the FGM-148 Javelin missile.
I wonder where they got that from.
Well, and that's the point. And so you see people are saying, oh, no, that's mistranslated, except you have it in pictures.
Don't they make
with cartel members?
Don't they make those in Taiwan?
Right.
Here's some fentanyl and some some Mars rockets. Here you go.
Well, and so that's the other big thing. You have, like, people over there in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they're now, they actually used to be one of the exporters of food goods. But we went over there and basically kicked everybody's butt, and we ended up making it to where they now grow more than 90% of the world's poppy and heroin. And It's totally a CIA operation. They basically have all of this going on over there, and they want it to continue because most of it is going to Russia, and most of it is going to places that we want them addicted to drugs, just like China wants us addicted to fentanyl. And we're doing the same crap that China's doing with us with the fentanyl. It's horrible.
Where's this poppy operation going on again?
Over in Iraq.
I thought it was Afghanistan. Maybe it's both.
Let me see. I think it's both.
Afghanistan, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, I have to make an announcement here because I promised Frank Rose that I would, and I almost forgot because we got going here. But this is an announcement he wants me to make about a Korean vet that needs some help out there in I believe it's Mountain Gator. It's up by Shasta Lake. Because of the high cost of fire insurance, a Korean vet needs help with downed oaks and some pine trees. Evidently, they're down. They need to be split up and are cut up and split. And anyone who's willing to do so can take the pieces of the wood for free, however they want to manage that. His name is John, and he's at 530-921-8450. Again, that's John at 530-921-8450. And if you have some, and you can keep all the wood you take. So you can go up there, you can split the wood, you can harvest it, you can do whatever you want. Help him clear his property out because he's having a lot of problems with the fire insurance, which we know is completely out of control. California doesn't have any resources. You know, they're spending all of the money and then they force you into a fire insurance covered California. Except that, and it's not covered California, it's the health insurance. What's the fire insurance? It'll come to me in a second here. But they don't have any reserves. So you pay these guys all this money, and then if you have a claim, there's no money there. Mm-hmm. So, a fair plan. It's the California Fair Plan. So, I don't know. Anyway, give him a call, 530-921-8450 if you're interested, and then we'll go from there. And
it's gonna be in tip top shape.
We got a lot of Trump things going on today. I want to hear China.
Right.
It's not China. But let's play this little clip here from Gavin Newsom real quick about the spending. And let's see what – and then we'll be pretty close to the top of the hour.
Also the fact check on the poppy fields, that's Afghanistan.
That's what I thought. All right, here we go. Let's see what we got here. Oh, I thought we had it. Were we muted something?
Agitation when President-elect Trump takes off.
Here we go.
California Governor Gavin Newsom, wasting no time, reportedly drawing up plans to help illegal migrants dodge deportation when President-elect Trump takes office. According to an internal memo obtained by Politico, Newsom is planning an immigrant support network to connect at-risk individuals, their families, and communities with legal services, schools, labor unions, local governments, etc. Ron Vitello served as Border Patrol chief during President Trump's first term. He's also been the acting director of ICE, as well as a deputy commissioner of CBP. Ron, hope you had a fantastic Christmas. California is really trying to get out there, according to Gavin Newsom, in pushing back on the effort to finally get the border chaos under control. What do you make of this?
Merry Christmas, Griff. This is destructive leadership shown by Gavin Newsom in California. We just had an election on November 5th. People voted for secure borders, safe streets, and knowing that the president was going to initiate a deportation effort, not just because he wants to, but because we just had about 12 million people enter the country and being encountered by CBP crossing the border illegally. Something must be done about what just happened over this last 4 years. And now he wants to use the state's funds and the state infrastructure to flout federal law. This is a state that has some of the highest income taxes in the country, some of the highest sales tax in the country, and it's got a $68 billion deficit, billion with a B. And so he's going to use taxpayer resources to protect who exactly? People who are in the country illegally, who broke the law to be there, and have also broken the law in the jurisdictions in which they live in California.
And then we wonder why we don't have any money for fire insurance. Because they got health insurance, they got money coming in, they give them social services, free houses, basically, and then he's going to defy the deportation plans. What could go wrong here? I mean, Rome's not burning while they're fiddling, is it?
Kind of seems like it is.
Kind of seems like it, doesn't it? Are you still with us, Jimmy? No, Jimmy's off the line. Well, thanks for calling, Jimmy. We appreciate it. Call in any time.
Hello.
Oh, there. I guess he is here. So, I want to go ahead.
I got distracted for a second. God.
Yeah, me too. I want to kind of switch gears and go to the year in review. And I want to talk about what happened this last year. I mean, this has been a full year of, gosh, I mean, there's so many things, and the news cycle was so fast. How do you even How do you even pick out what was the most important stories? I mean, the one that stands out in my mind was the assassination attempt on Trump. Have we heard anything about that? How can we don't... hear about anything about the guy's Facebook scrubbing that was one of the most important stories in the history of the country, and it's basically gone dead since it happened.
Well, we should talk about like Justin Bieber or something, you know.
But then that takes you to another story about Diddy.
Oh, and there you go.
There's the connection. So, it's like, yeah, so Diddy, I mean, and that's a story that's just blowing up. That's not a distraction or anything, is it, from, I don't know, things like assassination attempts and
that's a sweep under the rug story.
Yeah, because, well, it gives
a... Under the rug, we'll talk about Elon Musk and all this other stuff. Yeah. Yeah, it's...
I want to talk about everybody moving to foreign countries.
There you go.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with being on the Diddy list or the Epstein list or anything that's going to be released when Trump gets into office. I'll tell you what, if he doesn't release all this stuff, there's going to be an outcry too. Because, I mean, I don't trust anybody completely on anything. And
You know what, Mark? I think we should trust Ellen DeGeneres.
And Portia.
You know. She doesn't know anything about the Diddy list, does she?
No. She's too busy.
Oh, my God.
She's too. She's learning about sandbags right now.
Oh, my God.
Mind you.
I love you. I'm going to get off the phone now, and I'm going to watch some deer stuff.
Yeah, me too. When I get home, I'm going to put a steak on the Barbie.
Hey, I'd like to hear your comments on precious metals at the end of the show.
Okay, I'll try to get to it. I'll see what I can do.
I love your show, guys.
All right.
You guys are awesome.
Thanks, Jimmy. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Brother, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Happy New Year, by the way. Okay, so did you have something over there to add, Dave?
Yeah, I was trying to find, there was a really good year in review. I might end up hitting it after the top.
I got the year in review as the mainstream would like, and I got the year in review as like the real year in review. Yeah, I mean, what did we get out of the year in review as elections? Okay, Trump won. Yay. Okay, that's can you imagine if Harris and Waltz would have won?
Oh,
oh my God. We would be in a downward spiral. I still think that the economy is going to crash hardcore, and I think that they're propping it up till Trump gets into the office. I just don't see any other way. If not before, I mean, they've pretty much basically put a stake in the heart of the economy. And maybe I'll talk about precious metals right now while we're on the subject, because if you're not fleeing to safety, and precious metals being one place of safety, it could be, you know, gold, silver, Bitcoin, anything but the stock market. We are at an all-time high, and it looks like a crash is imminent. There's no question about it. You look at the 10-year yield is the real indicator on the curve there, on the yield curve, and the 10-year yield or the 10-year treasury notes are starting to go up and up and up and up without stopping, and that's going to crash the banks, which is going to crash the stock market.
Print,
so,
baby, print.
Yeah, I mean, so, and this is, but Biden has a great economy, right?
Well, and we're already there. I mean, you look at that budget bill that they were just about to pass, and that was going to keep them for 3 months.
Right.
And, all right, so meanwhile, I mean, people forget it was back in just 2000 which that's not that long ago, we had a total national debt of only about $3 trillion.
Yeah, you know, if you go back to 1971, it was zero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Now we're at a point to where, okay, just that little bit ago, we were already at a point to where it was uncomfortable. Now we're at a point to where 50 cents of every new dollar that is printed, that's going to end up being tax.
Well, you know, what's going to happen here is that the austerity that's coming, either through inflation or through a crash of the dollar in the market, is going to blow these people away, in my opinion. And if you're not a little bit prepared, we've been saying it for years and years now, be prepared. If you're not prepared with food, water, shelter, clothing, and all the above, and ready to batten down the hatches, I think you're just an absolute idiot at this point, because look at the economy out there. Does it look like we're in a booming economy with, I don't know, stores closing everywhere? You know, maybe it's some of them are coming back. Maybe we're adapting. But, you know, there's going to be $40 trillion by next year. And Trump talked about raising the debt unlimited, which I find troubling, unless he's got some kind of plan to do something else. So the idea that you're MAGA means that you're stupid, that you're just going to go along with whatever program comes along, is completely erroneous as well. I mean, we want some fiscal responsibility. We want some accountability to all these criminals in government that have been subverting and thumbing their nose at the Constitution and the rule of law. You know, they and anything that they project on you is exactly what they're doing. If they say you're a criminal, they're doing crimes. You know, if they say that you're out of control, they're out of control. If they say you're whatever you are, you know, they're doing it. You know, and you can, it's like a mirror. Whatever they say, you just put the mirror on them. So it's going to be interesting as to what comes up, because this is not over, this contest, and we'll see how it goes. And it could get dramatically worse very quickly, in my opinion. I'm hopeful that, the point, you know, would you rather have Trump at the helm or Harris, who's a completely bumbling, stumbling idiot who can't even do an interview without an answer and one question specifically? And they're talking about running her again. Or can you believe it? What are these guys, delusional? And the Democratic Party is so split and fragmented that they couldn't even find their way to the door at this point. So I don't know. We'll see. But going back to our year in review in politics, during the election, did you know that Trump deployed over 100,000 attorneys and volunteers to polling places across battleground states?
Wow.
100,000 attorneys with the Election Integrity Hotline for poll watchers and voters to report alleged voting irregularities. Foreign interference in the election was likely, with China, Russia, and Iran identifying as a mounting influence. What about, I don't know, the Democratic Party? Oh, I guess that's the same thing, isn't it? Because when you're getting foreign money from foreign actors and you're getting paid off and you're getting bribes, which should be the biggest news story there is, nothing?
Of course not. At no point in time do they care about what the American people think. They're just going to keep doing the same thing. And like you were saying, it's very disconcerting that we're going to end up doing an unlimited debt. Because, I mean, are we forgetting Germany's friggin' country collapsed this year?
Yeah.
Like, are we forgetting that Europe also had a collapse this year? Are we forgetting, like,
yeah,
all of the places that are kind of big deals that kind of went down this year?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we can't even, okay, so I'm going to play this clip real quick. And this kind of says it all about the news. Here we go.
Doing the year-end correspondence roundtable is dig into what was undercovered or underreported. Jan?
This is Face the Nation.
Undercovered, underreported. That would be, to me, Joe Biden's obvious cognitive decline that became undeniable in the televised debate.
At the presidential debate with Donald Trump.
Unquestioned. And, you know, it's starting to emerge now that his advisors kind of managed his limitations. It's been reported in the Wall Street Journal for 4 years, and yet he insisted that he could still run for president. We should have much more forcefully questioned whether he was fit for office for another 4 years, which could have led to a primary. For the Democrats, it could have.
This is exactly why nobody trusts the media. This exact thing. We have been shouting this for longer than 4 years. There's something wrong with Joe. Joe's making comments like, look at my hairy legs. The guy's running for president, and he's talking about kids rubbing his hairy legs. nothing to see here. These guys had to know. These guys knew, and they obviously covered it up for whatever reason. Obvious, I think the reasons are pretty obvious at this point. But this gal that's talking is from CBS. And no, does anybody trust anything these guys say? We said that, I mean, we talked about it over and over and over again. We had clip after clip after clip of this guy saying weird things, not being able to stay on the stage, falling down. Gee, and it's like, you're crazy. Biden's the most fit. I mean, did you ever see that? The guy's a freaking sock puppet. I mean, the guy's got nothing. And then you got Joe Scarborough on MSNBC going, yeah, he's as sharp as he's ever been. These people are so.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. America's cable TV news channels are experiencing different fortunes after Donald Trump's victory in the election.
The Nielsen Company has released its figures from the period after election night through December 13th. The primetime viewership of MSNBC was an average of 620,000, down 54% from its pre-election audience. CNN's average of 405,000 was down 45%. In contrast, Fox News Channel has drawn an average of 2.68 million viewers, up 13%. George Williams reporting.
Meanwhile, cable news outlets are now more trusted by the American people than the big three broadcast networks, and a majority of voters say media bias is getting worse and worse.
Trust in political and civil institutions is highest for local and state governments and lowest for media and Congress, according to recent polling. Scott Rasmussen, founder of the Rasmussen Reports, tells the Salem Radio Network that Americans have no confidence in the White House press corps.
The entire institution of the White House press corps needs to be just shredded and start over again.
Rasmussen says President-elect Donald Trump should dismiss the current press corps and invite more trusted reporters to the White House. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
South Korean officials say a passenger plane burst into flames after it skidded off a runway early this morning at an airport in the city of Muan, slamming into a concrete fence. Its front landing gear had apparently failed to deploy. It was carrying 181 people. Only two survived, one of the worst accidents in the history of South Korea. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says her agency will need to start taking extraordinary measures or special accounting maneuvers intended to prevent the nation from hitting the debt ceiling as early as January 14th unless congressional leaders take some kind of action. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-298-9534. That's 800-298-9534. 800-298-9534.
Belgium says it will ban the sale of disposable electronic cigarettes as of January 1st on health and environmental grounds, in a groundbreaking move for that EU nation. Health Minister Frank Vandenbroek tells the AP the unexpected e-cigarettes have turned into a health threat because they're an easy way for teenagers to be drawn into smoking and hooked on nicotine, which is ironic because the vaping devices came out to help people who were smoking cigarettes get off that. Bolivia will elect a new president in August, and already a political battle is looming between two adversaries, the country's former leader, Evo Morales, and his one-time ally-turned-rival, President Luis Arce. The fight is over which one of them will lead their long, dominant leftist bloc into the election. The 65-year-old former president faces possible arrest and is still reeling from an alleged assassination attempt, he has not actually been seen in public for some time. News and analysis at townhall.com. NATO is getting involved in that undersea intrigue in the Baltics.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte says the military alliance will step up patrols in the Baltic Sea area as Finnish investigators work to establish whether a ship linked to Russia sabotaged undersea cables there this week. Finnish authorities seized control of the ship, the Eagle S, on Thursday. They're trying to establish whether it damaged a power cable linking Finland and Estonia and several data cables. It was the latest in a string of incidents involving the disruption of key infrastructure in the region. In a post on X, Rutte said that he had spoken to Finland's president and that NATO will enhance its military presence in the Baltic Sea. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 29th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including singer Marianne Faithfull. She's 78 years old, actor Jude Law, 52. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way. Watching the signs along the way. Talking it over, just the two of us. Working together day to day. Together.
Cybermind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State, and that is not Karen Carpenter. Is that not the voice of Karen Carpenter, though? There's a new gal out there called Tori Holbub, and if you listen to her stuff, it's uncanny. She sounds so much like Karen Carpenter. She's got all the influxes and everything. We also had Hearts with Marty Balin from Starship on, and Home Free, Auld Lang Syne. So just covering that stuff. Everybody knows that Auld Lang Syne is a poem from Robert Burns, or at least you should know if you don't know. It's a poem that Robert Burns did. He's a Scottish poet. And it's just, basically means old long since or days gone by. So a little trivia there if you didn't know. Let's see. We need to talk about, we've got several things that we need to bring about. I do want to do a shout out to Shasta Anon. And I'll tell you what, they've been doing some good reporting over there on this last one is Who is Lisa Jensen. If you haven't been watching those, you should go watch them. There's a bunch of them. We've got, it goes all the way back to, you know, Donnie Chamberlain, Plummer, Pinckney, Brad Garbutt, Stephanie Bridget, Kevin Kreis, The Recallers, Janice Powell, Plummer, Rickards, and then the last one was Who is Lisa Jensen. I think the guy nails it. I think he's really good at what he does. He does his research. He does his homework. And if you haven't been subscribing to that, I would subscribe to it. It's Shasta Anon, and you got to put the two words together, Shasta and then Anon, A-N-O-N, all in the same word. Otherwise, it comes up with a bunch of weird stuff, and you can't find it. So, interestingly enough. And also, I think we want to talk about a little bit about we've got a fundraiser coming up for to support real journalism. Okay.
Just getting a little bit of an update from Dave over there.
Yeah, I think he might be talking. Is he talking about the chat room?
No, no.
Oh, because I got my short-term glasses on. Oh,
he was just saying he wasn't going to be there for a second, so no cussing.
Oh, got it. All right, got it. Like we got potty mouths. We can't stop ourselves. That's why we have to have Dave there because we every other sentence is
quick. While he's gone, we got to get it out.
I guess the only question is, how long will we remain on the air? Excuse me.
At least until the phone call comes.
Yeah, at least until we get a call from Carl. Happy New Year. You're fired. But, well, I just can't fire our slaves. But anyway, I do want to mention that support for real journalism is real in our county here in Shasta County. I mean, we've got a ton of people that are bringing in reports and stories that you just don't get from the mainstream media meatheads here. I won't even talk to them. I haven't talked to them for years because they there's not been one story that I've ever been involved in that they didn't twist it. They twist everything. They don't tell you the story. They tell you their version of a story that they want you to hear.
Well, and quite frankly, the fact of the matter is, if you are ever going to speak to the mainstream at all, have someone record it.
Absolutely. Time. Yeah, because then you can compare your recording with their recording, because their recording seems to not end up being the same thing that was said in your recording.
Well, yeah, they splice it, and they put it together, and they put it together in ways where it wasn't the way it was. So KCNR, or not KCNR, but
that's where we're at.
KRCR.
Right.
Those guys, I ended up doing an interview with them a while back. And
I won't even talk to them.
And, yeah, they spliced it. They spliced it, and they took certain words, and they put it out of context.
Right.
And then they put it up on their Facebook page. Well, the nice thing was is we had the video, so we ended up posting that right underneath
them. But still, it's just like, why waste your time with these meatheads? We need to support real journalism, people who actually are trying to tell you the story, who are actually trying to get to the truth, you know. And that's not always easy or possible, but, you know, anything that we say that we get wrong, we'll correct it. We'll own up to it. We'll be accountable for it. These people, they tell lies on everything they do just about, and there's no accountability. They never walk it back. They never talk about what they said. You know, they've attacked Trump for years now on every little thing and gave Biden a pass when we've got evidence way back in the day. Did the mainstream media even mention the fact that the guy was in such cognitive decline that, you know, he would get lost on stage or say weird stuff? Or, you know, I mean, I'm going to finish this clip here from Face the Nation. And gee, they didn't talk about any of this because they're so, you know, good about reporting the news that's important. Now we got to get hooked into the power there. We got the power hooked in?
I'll tell you what, based upon,
it's on.
Here we go. Hold on. Why is it not on? It should be.
So,
hold on.
For the Democrats.
Okay, here we go.
Questioned whether he was fit for office for another 4 years, which could have led to a primary for the Democrats. It could have changed the scope of the entire election. Yet, still, incredibly, we read in the Washington Post that his advisors are saying that he regrets that he dropped out of the race. You know, that he thinks he could have beaten Trump. And I think that is either delusional or they're gaslighting.
President
American
Biden
people.
Has said repeatedly he was sick during the debate June 27th in Atlanta, and he's always been fine, and he leaves fine. That is his position, the position of many of his top aides as well, even though there is that reporting.
Robert Costa.
Journal interview.
Yeah, he's fine. He's still fine. That's why his party threw him off the ticket. That's why they got an unelected person for democracy to run in his stead, who can't answer a question and is kind of like a wine mom, you know.
Come on, he would have won.
Getting back to supporting real journalism, all right? Okay, so where the truth actually matters, you know. Mountaintop Media is having a fundraiser dinner, and there's a live auction and a raffle. That's on Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street down there in Anderson. Doors open at 4 p.m. The dinner's at 6 p.m. Tickets are available at Jones's Fort and Northern Roots. Questions, if you want to call, get your tickets, whatever you need to do. I've also posted online on Facebook, and I'll repost it again. Here we go. It sounds like we've got a caller coming in. And I just reposted it again, and you want to call 530-638-4150. And that's 530-638-4150. And if you want to support, you know, Sovereign Minds and Jefferson State of Mind and Mountaintop Times and Red, White, and Blueprint and the Mon for Liberty and there's a couple other ones here, Special Reports, and boy, they need to get their logo up a little better on some of these things. But you know, Chris Street's over there. So I guess we have a caller. We got Richard Gallardo calling in Stones. And what do you got, Rich?
Oh.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, we're almost there, huh?
Almost.
It's happy as we can make it.
Right around the corner.
Tumultuous time as we live in, you know. Yeah, I heard you mentioned the fundraiser. That's, you know, thank you for doing that. I also wanted to, you know, just to remind everybody that, you know, I'm still developing a team to recall the district attorney. If anybody heard Kevin Kreisch's show this morning, it took him about 35 minutes to say the R word. That would be recall. So that's good, you know. And there were several callers today on his show that are very adamant that the district attorney needs to go. They did not mince words. And so, you know, I believe there are probably dozens and dozens of anecdotes out there of people who are victims or family members of victims of crimes where the DA just dropped the ball. And I know law enforcement has just, you know, a plethora of these stories. And I've reached out to the law enforcement unions. I'm still waiting to hear back from them. But so, you know, I'm still looking for the team again. Hopefully have a meeting mid-January, and we'll see what we can do there. And again, the email is recalldabridget@protonmail.com. So please get a hold of me there. And but the stories I heard this morning, you know, people are they're done with her. They just are. And, you know, she's been there since 2017 as the actual DA. Prior to that, I think she may have been the deputy DA. And yeah, she's there for four more years. Now, we can't have that.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you, Rich. We need to get rid of this woman. She has not done her job properly, and it's all been biased and one-sided. You know, she's been, you know, spending resources on her campaign of county money. You know, I mean, there's nothing good that I can say about her at this point.
Well, her prosecutorial discretion that she has, she has just abused it over and over, and can I say over again? And so that's still developing there. Oh, by the way, there's a Board of Supervisors meeting January 7th at 9 a.m. I took the day off. Why? Because I'm going to show up, and I have a couple things to say to the new board. and it's especially, let's get some more folks there. We've got to pressure this new board to suspend Thomas Toller. Just like Riverside County did last year with their registrar. He needs to be suspended, and then they need to hire an independent investigator to confirm all of the legal violations, state and federal, that Toller committed, and then he needs to be removed. He needs to be removed, and this needs to happen now. So we can, and Joanna, she needs to go also, but we got to cut off the... We got to just do Toller first, and then Joanna, that will just naturally occur. We'll make sure she gets out. But we have to do this now so that we can get new leadership in place in that office in plenty of time to have a 2026 successful election cycle. So we can do this. It just needs to happen right away. So I'm asking people to show up on January 7th and in person, and also email the board members, the new ones, and with your opinions on Mr. Toler. And so that's all obviously a developing issue. And then last thing was, Nathan Pinckney has been served with two separate restraining orders from two different people. There have been some preliminary court dates, there is an actual hearing date now for one of those two cases. And by the way, those two cases will likely be consolidated, but right now there's a hearing date for one of them, which is Friday, January 17th, 9 a.m. in Department 41. So Nathan's, karma's knocking at Nathan's door, and of course Lisa's also, but this is strictly for Nathan's restraining orders. And, he has harassed, gaslit, cancel culture, so many people in this county, and women too, by the way. He especially likes to pick on the women. So, is he a misogynist? I don't know.
I think he's a bully more than he is anything else. He's a cyber keyboard warrior who has grandiose ideas of who he is when he's really just a punk.
Yeah. So if anybody has time, you show up at that court hearing. That's going to allow, if that does not get postponed and combined with the other one, that hearing should last for a few hours. And because more than likely, here's the key. I can't say this yet. I haven't been given permission to say what I was about to say, but. Anyway, we've had an interesting year for sure. It's going to get even more interesting. This new board of supervisors, they're going to get put to the test very quickly, not just with Toler, but with other issues, especially related to the charter. And I like, Laura Hobbs talk about initiatives, petition initiatives at the citizens, for the citizens to also contribute and really take control of our charter. It's in the law, and I'm going to be giving a class today to a group of folks. And then I would like to someday, soon, get the same information out to, our local alternative media. So because I'm going to go over all the laws with regards to citizen initiatives and the petition process and how it relates to the charter amendments. Also, citizens can actually propose ordinances also, by the way, in a charter county. So this is pretty powerful stuff,
Want to say thanks, Rich, for all the stuff you've been doing and have done in the past and the things you're going to do in the future, because, you're a patriot, all the way to the core, and what you're doing is appreciated by a lot of people. And I guess we'll get a flavor of how the new board is going to be after the first of the year, and then go from there, I guess. But yeah, I think that this recall effort needs to happen, and you're doing a great job, Rich. We appreciate it.
Second that.
Well, thank you. That makes me very humbled. Let's enjoy the rest of the year, all 3 days of it, and then let's hit the ground running in January to fight for liberty and freedom and local control and sovereignty. Thank you, everybody, for the time.
Thanks, Rich.
Bye.
All right. So there's a lot of stuff that we've got coming up. We're still kind of a year in review. We've got the, I was looking at this one. Here's some of the biased year in review that was important the powers that be as far as reporting. Incidents of political violence and intimidation reported throughout the year include, I like the way they include this, in political violence and intimidation. A voter wearing a Let's Go Brandon hat was reportedly struck by a poll worker after a verbal altercation over his hat in Orange County.
Wow.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, I would say so.
It's like, a group of teenagers allegedly carrying Trump flags approached and antagonized members of the opposing political party at an early voting center in Jacksonville, Florida. That's never happened the other way, has it? What it is that the part they're not reporting is people, conservatives, are done. They're not taking it anymore. They've had enough. They're not being quiet. They're not being passive. They're not trying to deflect and not get involved. They're at the point where it's like, you know, you want to get in my face, I'm going to get right back in your face. And you know, we want this all to stay peaceful, but you can't have guys burning and rioting and dissing and beating up and being violent to one side of the aisle while the other side just gets away with it, because sooner or later you're going to have a problem.
Well, that's what it all comes down to.
Yeah, it's not rocket science. Well, we got the vote. Let's see where it goes. Now, global elections, going back to what you said earlier, was a remarkable year with voters in over 60 countries going to the polls. So there's a ton of stuff, you know, and the major themes from the, according to the Pew Research Center analysis, there was four major themes. Economic dissatisfaction. Yeah, where we've been going isn't working. The economy's not great. Worldwide, frustration with representative democracy. We're not a democracy. We're a republic. And the whole year, what did we hear? We got to save democracy by subverting it, right? By not following the process, by targeting your enemies, by lawfare. I mean, you know, we don't even talk about lawfare. I mean, attacking your political enemies with trumped up cases, pardon the pun, that had no bearing, that they had to change the law, that they had to, they wrote misdemeanors into felonies and twisted them out into, and that's why they're all being dropped. Fannie Willis, by the way, just got completely thrown off the case. They're throwing everything out, but Alvin Bragg's up there in New York still trying to get his pound of flesh. We'll see what happens.
I've got a crazy one here for you. Did you hear about the VA orgy that was taxpayer-funded?
I think I heard something about it, but I didn't really go into it because I thought a lot of fake news or it's so outlandish that...
Oh, it is.
You can't...
I've got this for everybody to listen to.
Just got caught having an orgy on the clock. And not just any orgy.
I did hear that.
12 people. Butt naked all over each other at work. We paid for that orgy. This was a taxpayer-funded orgy. Veterans Affairs, literally. Some of the sex was at the VA hospital. So while veterans are getting MRIs, these guys are in the other room going at it. And one of these bureaucrats fessed up to sleeping with 32 of his coworkers. 32. And the guy and a bunch of the 32 women... we're on company email bragging about it. This is the same VA that put veterans on wait lists to die. And they got bonuses the longer the wait list. Veteran Affairs.
Do you know what the most, the biggest words of the next year should be? You're fired.
Absolutely. Abso-freaking-lutely.
Yeah.
You're fired.
Thank you. They should fire everybody in sight. And every department across the board, by going through and any people that have not been producing, have not been doing their work, refuse to show up to the office, have an orgy at the work while they're there, they don't deserve to have a job. They're not entitled to have a job. They're not responsible or moral enough to work in a civil society at a government office that's supposed to be helping other people solve their problems, and that's the only purpose of their existence.
Well, and you look at the way we're treating our veterans, and specifically now, oh my gosh, dude, stop loss. I don't know if you've heard the term before, but stop loss is when you're expected to get out of the military.
See, I'm thinking in terms of stock, but... stop loss. You have stop losses in stocks to stop the losses. If a stock is going down, you plug them in, so it stops the loss from getting out of control.
So in the fine print of any of the contracts for all of the people that are going into the military, they have a clause that is a stop loss, to where if the president deems that we need more people in the military, they can say, no, you're going to stay in the military for an additional 3 years. or however long they want to have you there. And so you've got a lot of these guys that they're thinking they're getting out of the military, and they're going home next week only to be told on the day of or the day before that, no, you're actually going back over to wherever the heck we want to send you because we need more people and nobody's stepping up to be able to end up being in there.
Well,
and
that would confirm why there was a lot of suicides.
Well,
in the military.
That's the point. Like, you've got a whole bunch of these people that are expected to come home, or they end up expecting to come home and they watch their buddies die the next.
Right. In the meantime, we get to pardon a bunch of people that probably shouldn't be pardoned. Okay, you know, guys in the service get screwed over when he's on his date of, getting out.
Well,
but we've got convicted murderers, pedophiles, and I got lists here of people that just are getting pardoned. There's a whole list on the White House of people that are getting pardoned. I couldn't even get to the bottom of it. It's so long. It's like 1,500 people.
It's insane. Well, I think we do have to go to a break real quick, but when we come back, we can talk about that list, because you're not exaggerating at all. I think once people understand the scope of what the evil of some of these guys that got pardoned of. I mean, it's beyond words.
Well, I guess let's go to a break, and we'll come back and go from there. Are we ready?
Sunlight in my growth, so little warmth I felt before. It isn't hard to feel me glow. I watch the fire that grew so low.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Tracy Morgan.
I suffered some terrible injuries, you know.
Live.
And after I came out the coma, I was blind for a week. And where I come from, you don't want to be blind for a second. One day, my uncle was trying to walk out with my heart monitor. I said, Michael, where you going with my heart machine? Try to sell it to another hospital.
February 6th, Wind River Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Sovereign Minds, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. I don't know. I probably cut you off there. Christine's in the house. How you doing, Chris?
Good morning. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year,
Happy
I guess.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Absolutely.
Are you ready to celebrate 2025? Because I'm still in 2020.
Oh, I just wish we could go back to, like, the beginning of 2020, and hopefully that's where we're at in 2025.
Well, speaking of the beginning of 2020, I want to address a couple of things here on the flu, the upcoming... I think we ought to do this. We've got to do this as a public service announcement anyway, that they're going to try to do this again, this COVID thing, and the manufacturers, and it's out of control. So I have a small clip here from... Face the Nation. This is Dr. Leanne Wen, and this is her take on how we should start handling what's coming up on this new virus, and that we've already, by the way, declared as a state of emergency in California by Gruesom Newsom, who's never used this as a political weapon before, has he? I don't know, maybe. Let's see what she says.
What should be happening in the Biden administration right now that isn't going on?
Yeah, there are two main things that they should be doing in the days that they have left. The first is to get testing out there. I feel like we should have learned our lesson from COVID that just because...
Okay, we kind of did. The testing is very unreliable, and you can crank up the volume on that so that you can find anything that you want. So why do we need testing if you have no symptoms? And if you have no symptoms and you're not sick, why do you need a vaccine? Just asking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Let's listen to what else.
Because we aren't testing, it doesn't mean that the virus isn't there. It just means that we aren't looking for it. We should be having rapid tests, home tests available to all farm workers, to their families, for the clinicians taking care of them so that we aren't waiting for public labs and CDC labs to tell us what's bird flu or not. And the second very important thing is this is not like the beginning of COVID where we were dealing with a new virus. We didn't have a vaccine. There actually is a vaccine developed already against H5N1. The Biden...
Actually, it's not a vaccine. They had to change the definition of what a vaccine was so that it would fit into being a vaccine. And still no clinical trials or tests. Results worldwide have been horrific. It should be pulled off the market by tons of different accounts from people who are in the know. But we need to just test again so we can find a virus or a symptom or a molecule that indicates that you have a virus that will never make you sick so you can get a vaccine that will make you sick.
Well,
administration.
And two, people need to understand and remember, it was just last week Congress tried to pass a bill that was going to fund gain of function. And
yeah,
also,
good point.
Also, on top of that, it was also going to fund vaccine mandates. Do we not understand? This just happened last week. We are 4 years away from when the last gain of function that they said, oh, that's not
this
true.
This isn't like plan. This isn't like, COVID part due, is it? Because that sounds exactly like what they're trying to do is scare the public once again into giving up all of their rights so that the government can create an emergency and you can't let a good emergency go to waste and everybody's happy. No, wait a minute. The only ones that are happy are the drug companies and the government guys that are controlling us.
Well, in the meantime, Pfizer's been doing a bang-up job. They've been getting all the money and all the rest of it, and now it's all coming out.
And you get to go to dinner at the French Laundry as well.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. You got to love Gavin Newsom for that one.
I love my peasants. Paul. You ever seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah, where the catapult shoots the peasant by and he skeet shoots him. You know, I mean, that's what we're talking about here. Let's go a little farther.
Has contracted with manufacturers to make almost 5 million doses of the vaccine. However, they have not asked the FDA to authorize the vaccine. There's research done on it. They could get this authorized now and also get the vaccine.
Why do you need authorization when you just declare an emergency and you have to take it by mandate if you pass the law?
Well, and do we not think this is the same thing going to be done again? I mean, you look at what's taken place here. All right, how long do you think it's going to be into Trump's presidency until they have some type of wild crud?
Well, they're already
going
talking about
again.
This. They said that they're going to declare this on day one. The pandemic is going to start on day one. Yeah, because Trump might fire everybody? I don't know. Let's listen to a little more. And then I've got Ron Johnson, also a senator, responding a little bit to this, not this particular clip. But it's like these people, I mean, garbage. It's unbelievable. Garbage in, garbage out. How can these people be so screwed up to think that you can do this again and everybody's going to buy into it and the government is always right, like they've been always before right about everything? Thing. Wait a minute. No, I haven't been right about anything. Let's see.
Out. So, and to farm workers and to vulnerable people, I think that's the right approach because we don't know what the Trump administration is going to be doing around bird flu. If they have people coming in with anti-vaccine stances, could they hold up that?
We can't even get original. We went from bats to birds. I got a clip on the hog. They're injecting this stuff into hogs and they're giving them clots. What? So, and of course, to top it off, she's Chinese. I think.
Vaccine authorization. If they don't want to know how much bird flu is out there, could they withhold testing? I mean, that's a possibility. And I think the Biden administration in the remaining days should get testing and vaccines widely available so that at least it empowers state and local health officials and clinicians to do the right thing for their patients.
Dr. Nguyen,
you got to wake him up first. He's asleep. He's out on the beach somewhere, stumbling through the sand because he's completely out of touch with reality. So we're really going to get Biden to do this, right? Or is it his staffers who have been managing everything all along to begin with? And who's managing his staffers? Who's these guys just operate independently or do whatever they want?
Kind of seems like it.
Kind of does, doesn't it? Hold on.
Well, you've got all these different people from all these different agencies that are saying they're going to quit day one, and I pray they do.
I hope they do. Bye. I hear that DeGeneres up there in England needs somebody to fill sandbags.
It would be lovely.
Is bird flu in humans super dangerous?
Well, the World Health Organization estimates that in prior...
The World Health Organization. Yeah, isn't that... I just heard that Trump, on day one, is out of the World Health Organization. That was yesterday. Is that a coinkydink, you think, maybe? I don't know.
It's Mary.
It's Mary.
Good morning, Mary.
Mary, you're on the line.
Hello. Oh, yes.
Are you there? Mary.
Hi.
Calling all Marys. Are you there, Mary?
Yes, I'm here. I got a little bit of feedback. But you bring me up to date on Fannie Willis. Did she really get out, or is she still fighting it and all that?
Oh,
I got tired of watching.
She's gone. I mean, the next stage of her proceeding is disbarment, I think.
So is she looking for an avenue for a new job?
I would imagine so. You know, I mean, there's probably some firm up in New York that'll hire her that's prosecuting.
Yeah, what about the boyfriend? Did the boyfriend go too?
I don't know what's going on with Wade. I think he's so inconsequential that case is thrown out anyway. And who cares? The guy's a complete idiot. You know,
Well, thank you, because I heard her name and then I got tired of following it. I'm watching, I was watching Newsmax, I was watching Fox, and I go, tell me the story. Is she gone or what?
Well, they've been.
Oh yeah, thank you.
He's been gone for, well, you know, they've been trying to get Trump for like 4 years. So I think they finally lost the battle when he got reelected.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
okay.
thanks, Mary. All right, let's continue this.
We only got about up the bird flu. Now the mortality rate is 52%. 52%. However, in this most recent outbreak, it seems that most cases have been mild, and maybe some people even have asymptomatic infection. But the question is, we don't know what happens when bird flu affects more vulnerable individuals.
Does this sound familiar to you? Yeah, you know, like people who have cancer or get hit by a motorcycle or 70 and out of shape. I mean, does that sound like that? But, oh, by the way, asymptomatic means that you can't tell they have it. And, hey, natural immunity? Yeah, that's not a thing, is it? even though it has always been a thing?
Oh, yeah. We need to remove anything that has to do with that. We need to take it all away. And that gain-of-function thing, it's only being talked about like Glenn Beck and a few others, but you're not hearing it on the mainstream media. Why would we ever do that again?
Like, well, they just showed that Fauci did fund gain-of-function.
Well, yeah, and it you have a few people that are calling for him to be arrested, as he should be.
I think he might be getting. Depends if we get a DOJ in there. Who knows? But he should be arrested. The guy's been responsible for more deaths than anybody in modern history besides Hitler, possibly. Only Trump's Hitler, right? Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I guess not.
Doggone guy. Here's a quick clip on this.
Let me tell you something else that's in this bill.
Okay.
There is an expansion of the Pandemic and All Hazards Preparedness and Response Act. This act, I mean, problematic from the name itself, perhaps. We can anticipate what's in it. It allows the government to declare a national emergency in the case of, you know, another COVID-19-like virus and force vaccines on us, vaccine passports on us, masking, all of the COVID tyranny. This expands it and actually gives government the power to do it. Again, There's a lot wrong with this bill, but if this isn't a deal breaker, why do you even call yourself a Republican?
Yeah, and I do want to remind you, this is a Republican bill. Okay, this is not the Democrats going, I'm going to get this. This is the House. This is the House's bill. Mm-hmm. It only gets worse when it goes over to the Senate. And they're putting it, wait, what additional powers on declaring a national emergency does our president and government need?
Well, according to this bill, it would give them additional power to conduct gain-of-function research. Of course, just defensively. Wait.
Well, that couldn't be to cover, like, Fauci's butt now, because then it would be legal?
No, this is new, and this is something that they were trying to create and push through so that even under a Trump administration, they could do all of this stuff.
But
again,
you know what? We're back to we the people and the middle finger of Defiance Party. That's where we're at.
Well, we have to be.
Yeah,
we have
absolutely.
To be. Here, I've only got 30 seconds left on this.
Okay, and then we'll get to our caller. We know you're on the line, Lori.
We'll see you in just a second, Lori.
I'm sorry, I've got so much blood in my eyes right now. What did you just say?
The Pandemic and All Hazards Preparedness and Response Act, if expanded, would give the government, in the case that the president declared an emergency, if there is another COVID-19, it would give them the power to conduct gain-of-function research.
Is that a problem?
I wish this wasn't FCC-regulated radio. I can't think of anything
Me
that's
too.
Not obscene.
There would be a flurry of obscenities at this point, but seeing as how we're under the FCC guidelines and we can't say things that might have F's in them or bombs and things like that, but with that, we'll go to our caller. Are you there, Lori?
I am here, and I've been listening, and you're on the topic that I tend to devote more time to, so I'm glad you're sharing this. Locally, at the last board meeting we had, which was Thursday, the 19th, 5:30 meeting, if people can go to the archives and they will listen to a gentleman that spoke, he sent a letter notification to all 58 counties about this whole mess. His name is Ron Owens, and he's got a website, muzzledtruth.com. He's a whistleblower. And he tried to bring this into attention, and he's hoping to come back, along with the other lady there, Julie Sweet from Butte County. Same thing. She's vaccine injured. Openly said she took two Moderna shots, and she is sick as hell. I'm not going to go into details, but it's all there. People want to go to the archives. Moving on to locally, how can we have some solutions and get to it? Our public health officer, Dr. James Moo, could certainly, I think, easily pair with our new City Council, Dr. Paul DeNuca, and do a live Q&A forum for the public so we can ask questions, be transparent, because why? Both of them were at that forum a couple years ago at the church off of Loma something or another. I was there. And in conclusion, we have to look at these drones, because if they're absolutely spraying aerosols with mutations of whatever's going to be the quaddemic, RSV, which is cold, your basic flu, which they never can figure out, COVID and Marburg and Ebola and you name it. We have 22 states now that want to stop the geoengineering, climate engineering. They can ask for it. Will it happen? Who knows? It's an international and USA call.
Well, RFK mentioned that he was going to look into it as well. Evidently, he believes that that's what's going on. In California, we got such a criminal organization running the state that we'll probably have to get a drone license if they get too low in the sky to shoot them down because we'd have to do that legally.
Well, and actually, yeah, too, in regards to the drone thing, they just ended up passing a law now going into effect to where you have to get your Part 107 in order to do any video at all to post on social media. Previously, you had to get your Part 107 if you were going to be using it commercially, and now they don't care. And as far as I'm concerned, what is the point of having a drone if you can't post it anywhere and be able to show it to people, even if it is not for profit or otherwise? That is such a violation of our First Amendment rights.
There you go, Dave. Well, I tell you what, Dane was on Clyde Lewis' show Friday night for an hour, and he was mentioning some of this, and I asked as a caller, what does he make of RFK Jr. and his, focusing on big pharma, big ag, and all that mess, and especially Elon Musk, because he's got the Starlink satellites, Tesla Motors, the EV cars and vehicles and whatnot, SpaceX. He's got X, which was formerly Twitter. He's worth, what, $450 billion? Pay attention to these people because they can look like they're going to be the knight in shining armor kind of thing, your savior of the day, whatever, but pay attention to the real agenda because whatever's going on in the ionosphere, troposphere, whatever layer it is, we have, what, 30% ozone left? We're not going to be here long if they keep shooting these things up there and poking holes. I'm just saying. I am so glad Dane was able to be at the Air Control Board a few weeks ago. He'll be back again in February because they meet, I think, monthly. So there's a lot of opportunities here in Shasta County. People, pick one, pick an issue, get off your butt, participate. Otherwise, lead, follow, or get out of the way. Remember that saying?
Yep. Absolutely. Well, the pick your poison and let's run with it because, let's start with the border and then work our way up, but it looks like this pandemic thing's going to be a big deal. I think we got to do this systematically and go after every one of these things because there are, our rights are being circumvented at every opportunity by these big companies, and I don't know who's in charge, but I think we had a clip from Satan last week or the week before.
I think it was last week.
It was last week. Yeah, I think that's who was running the show. But he did lose the election.
Anyway, we all can see upstairs what's going on in the sky. All this crappy rain, which is not normal. It's where's the thunder, the lightning, the barometric pressure. It's just a drippy muck. Filth, garbage, toxic. It's ruining the soil, air, food, everything. So at some point, we're going to be facing where the wheels are falling off the bus.
Well, they already fell off the bus, so we just haven't come to a stop yet.
Oh, my gosh. So. Thanks for your show. Bless you. And give us ways to send you money in the tip jar because you guys are doing this out of your blood, sweat, and tears.
Thanks,
Love
Lori.
Love you guys for all you do.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Lori. Happy New Year. Okay, so let's play this clip from, this is from the Real Voice of America, or Real America's Voice, RAV, if you will. And, this is, Senator Ron Johnson, and he's talking about the drug companies, and, the real science and how to be transparent. So, alright, very good. And,
Senator, if we don't have a functioning, vaccine safety and transparency system, when the government says a vaccine is safe, Is that assurance really based in science right now?
Well, I would argue not really because we don't have true placebo trials of any of the vaccines on the childhood schedule. They're tested against other vaccines. Yeah. So if another vaccine has a certain level of adverse events, you test a new vaccine, has the same level, you go, oh, that sounds safe, but we never tested the original one. So, again, you have to take a look at, in totality, what is the rate of vaccine injuries. We really don't know. I mean, VAERS, we've had a Harvard study that prior to COVID, only 1% of adverse events was actually reported to the vaccine adverse event reporting system. So it dramatically understates the number of vaccine injuries. So that's a problem. It's very difficult because there's money on the line. In order to get compensated, you have to prove that whatever health condition you have was caused by a vaccine. There's such reluctance within the medical establishment, within our federal agencies, to actually link a vaccine to any kind of health outcome. So yeah, we've paid out very little from the vaccine injury compensation fund, virtually nothing to the one designed for COVID. The best solution for this is actually make these products safer and do real science to determine, you know, are there certain conditions that make you more vulnerable for an adverse event? Again, we haven't even been able to ask the question because everybody in the industry just wants to rely on the safe and effective rhetoric and look no further.
Yes, sir. Let me follow up on that. Robert Redfeld was at a panel with you, I think just last week. He said it's time to remove the liability protections for vaccine makers so that the courts can get more involved. Your thoughts on his idea?
First of all, I agree with that. I've been saying that for quite some time.
You have.
You know, that original 1986 bill did not provide liability protection for the vaccine manufacturers. That was a wink and a nod agreement that they did it by regulation about a year later. So it really never was not the intent of that bill to completely, obliterate vaccine liability. Now, I would say there has to be some limits to it. You know, we do want drug companies to be able to research and produce new life-saving drugs, but it has to be based on real science and it has to be transparent. And you know, they've got to fess up to, you know, when their drugs or their vaccines cause harm. Again, we have to know the truth about these things. And right now we don't.
Well, there you go. That was Senator Ron Johnson, John Solomon reporting there. And I believe there was another person there, Amanda Head. But you can go and look that up on the Gateway Pundit if you want to see the full article. I do want to mention Merry Christmas is still going on over there at Dick Wilkinson's and Francis and Richard Wilkinson's house at 3187 Barrel Court, Redding, California. And you can call over there at 530-246-9131. Go by and see the Big Red Barn. You can go to redbarnchristmas.com and visit that there. And he's been donating to the Salvation Army all the proceeds. I've been doing it for years. Dick's a great guy. And go by and see it. I'm going to see if I can get by there this week myself. I've been wanting to get by, but I'll tell you what, I've been wanting to stay home and do nothing too. A lot, if possible. So anyway, we just got a couple more minutes here. We got anything else that we want to cover?
I do. So there's a pretty big one that came out today, and it's Elon Musk is calling for a major reform for the broken H-1B visa program, and he's proposing to make it more expensive to hire overseas than domestically. Finally, in recent development, Elon Musk, co-chair of Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, has called for major reforms to the H-1B visa program, which Trump also is supporting as well. The H-1B visa is a non-immigrant visa that allows U.S. employees to hire foreign workers in specialty occupations requiring specialized knowledge and a bachelor's degree or higher. These occupations often include fields like IT, engineering, mathematics, and medicine. So that's a big one, but it also ties in with another one that came out on December 27th. U.S. births account for just 16% as immigration drives highest U.S. population growth in decades. U.S.-born citizens are just 16% of the 340 million people that are giving birth. However, international migration accounted for 2.8 million of the 3.3 million net increase in population, or 84%. Is that sustainable?
Probably not. Not as an American. All right, well, I think we got 2 minutes. I think we should just go out with, like, Mandolin Rain, I think, Bruce Hornsby. Let's just play that out, and then we'll see you all next year. Sovereign Minds, 2024, this is it. This is the last show. And remember, government is not reason. It is force, and it's not eloquent. And I forgot the darn thing because I'm so busy here.
It's okay. There's
remember,
a
government is not reason, not eloquent. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and fearful master. Thank you very much. Happy New Year. Go ahead, Dave.
All gun control is racist. Don't co-parent with the government. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everybody.
Ditto.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.